It's generally accepted that cranberries can help in the treatment of bladder infections. That's the general acceptance. But in the not too distant past, the time has come perhaps to take another look at the effectiveness of this particular cure. On the line to tell us a little bit more about the effectiveness or otherwise of cranberries in treating urological issues, I'm joined by consultant urologist at the Galway Clinic, Saeed Jaffrey. Saeed, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ed.
As I mentioned, many people, if you ask them, you know, bladder infections, bladder issues, oh, cranberries, I swear by them. I've read it in a book, I've read it in a magazine, I read it on the cartons of this and that. There has been a lot of swearing by cranberries for easing the conditions, but scientists have recently been changing their mind.
That's right, Ed. I have been advocating to stop cranberry juice for at least 10 years since I've been practicing as a consult urologist. And I was convinced from the start that it's really a myth. First of all, I mean, the urinary tract infection is so common in the women, just for the listeners too, that it is at least one in every five women will have it in the age of between the age of 18 and 24. And the treatment is pretty expensive, and obviously the antibiotics develop resistance and so on and so forth. The usual infection is E. coli. And then I think people started trying the natural treatment for that because it was just so common thing. Cranberry, I haven't found out ever in my practice that somebody would have sweared and said that this is really effective and that has really changed my life. Never. And I think I've treated more patients by stopping the cranberry juice rather than treating them. And the evidence is very simple. The cranberry is a highly acidic substance when it is in juice, approximately pH of 2.5. And imagine the ordinary tap water or a normal tap water will have a pH of maybe 6.5 or 7, a neutral pH. And I mean, this, you're drinking an acid all the time. And then obviously if it had other problems, that is interaction with warfarin and so on and so forth. Recently, I was really happy to see a very good study recently published in Michigan, from Michigan, the Clinical Infectious Disease, this year actually. And they actually did a very nice study of 319 college women who were having recurrent infections and randomized them. And so half of them were given cranberry juice and half of them were not given cranberry juice. And they come up with a answer that it absolutely do not make any difference to the recurrence of their urinary tract infections, or it doesn't prevent urinary tract infection in these women. So it's basically really a myth and clinically and scientifically not proven. And there has been controversies that half of the papers said it did and half of them, but there hasn't been any convincing evidence. And in my practice and experience, as I said, that I've treated more patients by stopping the cranberry juice rather than starting them.
Do you think, though, the popularity in the use of cranberry juice may be because some patients may have been embarrassed to continue revisiting their doctor with
Absolutely.
This ongoing issue and, you know, something that they could buy in a corner store without raising the suspicions of anybody else, oh, I'm buying it because I'm thirsty, or whatever the case may be, that they could treat themselves or believe they were treating themselves?
Absolutely right. And I think this is the human psychology. They will try to take an easy line out, and if they can just walk in into a natural shop, or even a superstore and just get a cranberry carton and just do it. And all of them which I met, they will say, oh my goodness, I have to, but you know, what can I do? I have to, and I've been drinking those loads and loads. And that will actually make their situation much worse. It'll give them acidity because of the high pH and because of the, sorry, low pH and because of the acidity. And it will just really burn off their bladder. And imagine the acid going into the bladder, obviously the urine become acidic as well if you drink acid. So that the actual mechanism of, if you look at it scientifically closely, urinary tract infection is due to a breach in the GAG layer. That's the glycosamine glycan layer. And that has to be rebuilt again. The hygiene, the prevention techniques, and all these important things, which are the actual mechanism of having an infection and recurrent infections and how to prevent them. But cranberry really jeopardizes the whole mechanism. And it's really, on one hand, scientifically not proven, recently studies and previous studies. On the other hand, it jeopardizes a logical explanation of how the mechanism of preventing those infections occur, that is the GAG layer. So it's really, whatever angle you look at, it really doesn't make sense.
And by its very name, an infection would tend to suggest that maybe the correct course of action is prescribing of antibiotics, which, of course, cranberry isn't.
That's correct, absolutely. I think the first important thing in an infection is to make a diagnosis. I think they should go to the GP. GP would do a urine test, a simple urine test. And then if he feels that that dipstick is showing some signs of infection, then he would send that urine to have a culture done in the hospital. And that will take at least 24 to 36 hours for the results to come back. And then accordingly, once it is proven and there is an infection, then they go on the antibiotics. So this is the usual acceptable and a logical course of action for any urinary tract infection. And this is how it should be done.
For listeners who are listening to this conversation and who maybe are consuming cranberry in the belief that it will help them with their urinary tract infection or their bladder infection, what do you say to them, particularly if they have issues regarding embarrassment?
I think they should do at least one thing. Stop cranberry, because this will really make the situation worse. First of all, they will give them more symptoms. And even if there is a chance of a self-remitting and spontaneous resolution of infection, it really obviates, and it just will stop that spontaneous resolution of these infections. And it will really make it worse. And actually, cranberry juice initiates another new process that's called interstitial cystitis, because it will irritate the bladder and that GNG layer is lost and the bladder will become more irritable, even though if they wouldn't have any infection, they will have interstitial cystitis then, and that will really aggravate the condition. So at least one thing they can do is that: stop cranberry juice, stop running after cranberry juice, and go to your doctor, get it properly sorted out. Very simple way of dealing with it by urine testing, and make a diagnosis that if it is infection or not. And another thing, it can mask some underlying bladder condition. He may have a bladder tumor or something like that and be treating as infections and taking cranberry juice. So these things really masks a lot of diseases.